are tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson. AfterBuzz
TV. The destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Mr. Robot After Show. We are gonna... Someone's phone is on the YouTubes.
It would be JC's computer.
It happens. That all happens.
Rookie mistake. Yeah.
Wow. I'm your host, Steve Kaufman, and we're here to break down Mr. Robot. It's not just me. Starting to my left, my esteemed panel...
Hey guys, I'm Steph Z. Tweet me during the show at I am Steph Z with an F. We'd love to get this conversation going.
Hello, friends. I'm Ashley. Tweet me at Ashley underscore Chapman or the Ashley Chapman on Instagram and Facebook.
Hi, everyone. Definitely tweet me at JC Reviews.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Marbles of wealth.
I just have that energy. I'm sorry. Hey, what's up, guys? It's JC. Follow me or tweet at me at JC Rubio TV on Instagram and Twitter.
So, this episode...
Yes, wow.
What
happened?
So, first off, we get the last week leading into the boardroom scene. And then, without missing a beat, we're in the boardroom scene.
I loved that opening.
It was perfect.
It was so perfect. And again, it feeds into that movie-esque feel.
Yes, mm-hmm.
It was like I got up and had to go to the bathroom, and I came back, and it boom. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
A very long bathroom break.
Were we satisfied with... I thought, you know, there could be a possible drop-off because the pilot was so spectacular, but did not miss a beat. Same pacing. Actually, Sam Esmail directed this episode himself as well, so...
And wrote it, too.
Yes. Yeah. So, they... You mentioned something that you hope you see every...
I hope to see this every week, and that's what I'm getting to, that they're in a boardroom. It's 11 lawyers and Tyrell.
Right.
Yeah, I said his name right. That just didn't sound right to me.
I said Tyrese during the thing. I messed it all up. It's my fault.
Yes. I knew there was confusion with the name.
My fault.
And then Tyrell offers him a chance to be head of cybersecurity for Evil Corp.
Do we think he knows what Elliot did?
Yes, we get to that.
Okay. I think he did it.
I
think he more than knows what Elliot did. I think he choreographed it.
Very well said, Steph. I agree. Mm-hmm. Yes. He planned this and bring him in. But does that blow the whole theory of Elliot being Tyrell?
Yes. Tyrell has interacted with enough people in this series
that it
seems unlikely he doesn't exist. Because we're in that world where does this person actually exist?
Mm-hmm.
Which I love that. When you're watching a show and you can just be like, this... Like the drug dealer we're talking about, or the supplier we're talking about later, I had a brief moment. I was like, do you think he exists? He might not exist. He might just be another... He just might be another version of what Elliot wants to be or thinks he is.
Yeah.
But what I did like about this boardroom scene is the title card. The title card, Mr. Robot, on an empty boardroom, and then we cut out and we see Universal Presents. And we get movie titles over top of no standard regular like intro to movie titles over what's happening in the action. And now he's in the car.
Excuse me.
In the car, and these guys are giving him his card. If you ever want to talk to Tyrell again, do this. And they make some some Oliver Stone comments.
Yeah.
And I hope every week we do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that was a little bit, like, clearly he knows how to get in touch with him. He's working for a company that works for them. So that was a little bit over the top for me. No one else felt that at all? It was like, get in touch with him here. Like, clearly there's a way he can get in touch with him. I know Tyrell's not supposed to ask anybody to work for him. You know, it's like...
Collusion.
Yeah, but I feel like that was a little bit, like, he knows how to get in touch with him if he wants him.
Which, well, I think that sort of feeds back into the, are they real? Because remember when they were getting on the subway with, what's the character? You know, he asked, like, does she see them?
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of feeds back into, are these real conversations? It's, you know, and the guy he made the, you know, call me Mr. X. So, like, that seemed very, you know, kind of anonymous and, you know, just kept sort of, eerie mystery, almost like. So I think that that's sort of feeding into, like, are these people really real? Are they there? Are they not? So
I like the fact of what you just said, Steve, the fact that Oliver Stone, who's known for his conspiracy theory types of movies and whatnot, and the overall paranoia that I felt this episode was all about paranoia and Elliot.
Paranoia will destroy you.
Nah.
Nice.
I see what you did there.
I like that.
I see that. You like that. Took it all back
put
around.
Put that on a pillow.
Yeah. And I think that Tyrell, like, it's just so... Of course, he set it up because he was like, I'm going to be the acting... I'm the acting CTO. So he prevailed as well by this all happening. So I feel like there's a way bigger plan going on in Evil Corp than we know.
Yeah.
There's definitely a bigger plan. That I think he's... I could see him being a bigger architect of all of it.
Yeah, I think he does.
Or complicit in whatever's happening in Elliot's head that he's orchestrating that we don't know yet. Either or, that's my speculation as of this moment, and we're just gonna we're all gonna learn.
Yeah,
we're gonna learn as we move forward.
I think Tyrell and Mr. Robot are in cahoots.
Okay.
But are we sure Mr. Robot is real though?
I don't know if he's real, but I think that the thing that made me, you know, and I don't want to jump too far ahead, but the thing that made me question more so whether he was real or not was the video that we see Gideon show Elliot, because it's clear they disguise his voice, but it's enough that you know it's Christian Slater's voice. Mm-hmm.
But just like how we hear Evil Corp when everyone says it, that could be part of, because we're seeing this through an unreliable narrator.
So Elliot's just hearing it that way. It's on him. I like what they did there.
I know. It's so
confusing. They're doing it so well, and we're not going to harp too much on whether Mr. Robot exists or not.
Last week.
Yeah. But they're doing it so well that if 3-4 weeks down the line, it just becomes evident that Mr. Robot's actually real. We can go, oh, they're just messing with us. That was awesome.
Well, by the end of this show, I have a theory. I don't think that Christian Slater is real.
Like the actor.
Like no, Mr. Robot, exist, whatever. Yeah. Well, I know last time you thought Mr. Robot was the group.
Yep.
So it's clear that's not the case.
That's very clear. I was incorrect.
So I was just being clear that you know what I meant. I feel like, and again, I don't want to jump there yet, but I feel that it was very clear what was happening at the end.
It's arguable at this point.
Yeah.
So Elliot makes it to work, and everyone's just talking about how the old CTO got fired and what that means for Allsafe. He already knows that means Allsafe's gonna go under. Mm-hmm. And Gideon says he's gonna give him a raise, and then they watch this video that he has not seen.
Which is a little bit... Where I went with that was that he created the video before he put his computer in the microwave, and we just didn't see it. I mean, is that possible?
That makes sense. That's the part I missed, that he hacked Tyrell, and Tyrell's hack was so easy that he was like, this is orchestrated, this is creepy, and he microwaved his computer.
Right, so he wouldn't have microwaved his computer. I mean, he's doing drugs. He's doing drugs differently in this episode, so we're getting to know his character traits a lot more right away, that there's no real rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
But I feel like he would have been able to do something else rather than throw his computer out, pretty much, if it was just that he saw, you know what I mean? Or it was something orchestrated that Tyrell knew that once he hacked, maybe Tyrell made the video, and once Elliot hacked Tyrell, it would send the video so that it would look like it's coming from Elliot.
Possibly. It's all...
I know.
It's all unreliable.
It's making you think.
So it's all unreliable information. That's why I think you can go everywhere with it.
But as we know from an unreliable narrator, Mr. Robot is a separate person, according to
he's
what
a separate
we can
entity.
See.
Yeah. We don't know if he's a real person yet, but he
Fair
is
enough.
Not F Society by himself fully.
Yeah.
And we do see Darlene. The one thing that stuck out for me was we do see Darlene know about Mr. Robot.
Yes.
She says something to... Uh-oh, is he hearing that too? Is that the look you're giving me, JC?
I'm still not buying it. I'm sorry.
You're not buying that anyone else knows that Mr. Rose... I don't know either. But she does say something where she says when he leaves, like, we're going to do this with or without you. Like, we're going to do this with or without you.
Someone else...
That's directed towards Elliot.
Because
Mr. Robot's standing in front of Elliot.
No, but at that point in time, they didn't tell him the plan. They didn't.
They told him the plan, and then he left.
No, it was Mr. Robot and Elliot. Correct me if I'm wrong. Talking about the plan, no one else seeming like they could hear them talking about the plan, and then he left. And once he left, he interacted with Darlene that said, "We're going to do this with or without you." So Darlene knew of the plan.
She could have just meant F Society. Yeah. But just my what they had
that
been
could
doing.
Be super. Yeah, I guess
but,
that could
but
work
my
too.
My whole thing is they're there having, you know, Elliot and Mr. Robot are there having the conversation with each other. Like, no one at any point looked over and said, okay, this dude is talking to himself. Like, maybe he's off his rocker. Like, maybe we should bring it to your attention. Like, hey, who are you talking to? Because even the Indian woman, she looks over, you know, he makes a comment and a gesture to her, and she looks over and sort of acknowledges it, but she doesn't look weird about it. So that's what kind of makes me on the fence about whether or not he's real or not, because no one's brought it up. He's had too many conversations around other people. I think that people would have said, hey, you're talking to yourself. But are you okay?
Unreliable narrator, these things can all be explained.
There hasn't been a back and forth. There's been just Mr. Robot talking. They both haven't been talking back and forth in front of anyone else to see whether or not it's been acknowledged or not.
Well, when he said he was going to leave and about the
but
ones
they were
and
like
zeros.
Back in the corner.
Although tonight Mr. Robot did speak directly to Darlene, we're just not sure. We're just not sure if that was actually Elliot.
I mean, it looked like she was looking through him.
I'm by the physical reaction. Eye lines, just from last week to this week, I'm slightly frustrated, but this is part of the whole
process.
Scope of the show. Is like, I want to know cues. I want to know what is... I just want to know now. I just want to know what's wrong with
them. They want to drop a bombshell on us in episode 9 that makes us watch the whole series three more times.
Over again, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm okay with that. I'll watch it.
Me too. Yeah. I think they're kind of trolling us. I think Mr. Robot does exist, but they're having him for the first like 3 or 4 episodes in a way that we're never sure.
Right.
That we can never possibly be sure. Mr. Robot's plan is to take down the Comet pipeline.
Yes, the gas company.
Right. Which is running straight through Steel Mountain, which is where all of the companies have their offline data. And they're going to do that with the help of the Dark Army, who are... Chinese international hacking collective that hack for anyone, hack for North Korea, hack for anyone will pay.
Yeah. Well, and again, I think that was a huge thing that we learned, and that's kind of scary to know exists. How Elliot put it, they have no code. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, like, you know, you have like friend code. You don't date the same person or whatever. Like, they have no code. Whoever will pay them, they'll do something. So they have to know. You would think they have to know information about so many different things, and they can just use it right against each other. Like, you're going to be paying for something that someone else is directly paying for the opposite, and makes their job easy because they just will do anything, which is very, very scary.
Yeah.
They're the malicious, you know, when you have like a malicious virus and whatnot, they are in just human form.
Agreed. And
like in a group.
And Elliot decides to walk away from this whole plan because innocent people may get killed. And we can table the "is Mr. Robot real" debate, but when he comes back, they talk about his father, and his father had leukemia, got it from an employer of some type, and then decided to just do nothing. And then that gets into the whole theme of the episode, just zeros and ones, the doers and the not doers.
Well, do you think he got leukemia from them?
That's what he was claiming.
That's what they've inferred in both episodes.
Or do you think that it was something else and the father just said it was leukemia to cover Evil Corp's butt, but maybe he was exposed to something some way, shape, form. That's why he didn't want Elliot to say anything, because then someone would be like, why are you not going to treatment for leukemia or something? I don't know. I feel like that was very vague and vague on purpose.
I just think it's interesting that Elliot is now working at the same place that his dad was working at. And obviously there's, you know, a really bad history there. You know, and he doesn't really bring up any discussion about hacking Evil Corp to find out, like, exactly what happened. Like, even Elliot himself seems a little vague on...
He's not working for Evil Corp because he's working for Allstate, which indirectly is working for Evil Corp,
yeah.
Which also leads me to believe that, I mean, if Elliot's father was the head guy at Evil Corp knows inside and out everything about Elliot. So he was targeted way before. I would even put it out there that they went to Allsafe because of Elliot, not... Elliot happened to, from Allsafe, be now connected to Evil Corp. Again, I think there's a way bigger plan.
There's a huge orchestration on behalf of Evil Corp.
And then, yeah, absolutely.
And then I think Mr. Robot might be flying under the radar. They might not be. We're going to differ.
We do
have to give a shout out to the F Society video. Yes. And how it mirrors a lot of it, a lot of the videos you'll see from Anonymous.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The thing about Anonymous is that there's no, like, Anonymous is a collective of people who kind of get together for a general purpose. So to, like, so when I hear, like, oh, Anonymous did this or Anonymous did that, I'm always like, well, you mean just a bunch of people on an IRC got together and decided to do that and call themselves Anonymous? But one of the, at least a couple of those people have supported this show and said this show's a great show.
Yeah. That's a good validation, I think.
Yeah.
Because I would be scared if they didn't like it.
But going back to something you had mentioned last week about, you know, your surprise that something like this hasn't already happened with people trying to hack into these big corporations and do something like this, do you think that this might spark a movement or it might spark something that, you know, might make people feel like they should take more control over their lives and sort of follow a lot of the themes that are going on in this show?
I hope so.
Me too.
I hope so.
What does it look like, though?
Scary as shit.
Not really. Because change actually happens incrementally. That, like, the fact that most... I would assume most people who watch USA might not understand the idea of an invisible hand and capitalism. And
right.
That, like, they're getting introduced to it slowly, but surely that they're going to just make smaller changes. Yeah. And pay more attention.
Yeah, but I don't think... I mean, what you're saying is, though, what if the smartest hackers of the world are like, holy shit, I can be doing this for the good and changing the world, and one actually did it. I think it's...
Well, that's what most hackers... Like, most hackers are what are called white hat hackers who do similar to what Elliot does, where they just get hired by a security company to go onto a website and see if they could crack it. And then do side projects like this to just kind of... help people or lock bad people away or...
Right. Yeah. But I think what you were saying, I believe that, I don't know, I kind of hope you get those one or two rogue techies that kind of do something. I mean, you know, nothing that would not blow something up, but exposing stuff and giving the public more information to make better choices, I think would be really interesting. And scary in the sense that people might lose sense of what the reality of their world is.
Yeah. But either way, I feel like it's a really... Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
I feel like it's a really great movement. Like, this doesn't feel like it's just a USA show. It really does feel like it's a part of a movement with everything that they've been doing to promote the show, with them giving away the money, even going onto the website. I mean, it's like booting up a computer, and you have to actually type in which menu option you want to go to. And it's all about just sort of exposing and just bringing up, like, common themes and things that have been happening in the news and media. So I like that that's the feel of it. Like, they really want people to
type of tie-in to, let's say, like, Edward Snowden, Bradley Manning, those type of situations? Mm-hmm. Just, you know, we've been exposed that not everything out there that we see is real, it's true, you know. And I think this is the perfect timing for the show. But I wanted to bring up a fan that just said, Patrick Wasoba said, he snorted more than he should have. So given he did that, I mean, everything that happened in the episode was
even
less
more
reliable.
Questionable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. This paranoia.
Will destroy.
Will destroy.
I don't love that term. I'm sorry.
This would be a good time to talk about iTunes, actually, bringing up the fact that, you know, we love everyone's feedback, and we love that people are subscribing, and I actually even took a look at our iTunes top 20, and we were top 20 in all of TV and film.
Thank you.
All podcasts. Thank you, fans, for watching and subscribing and giving us the wonderful stars you did. So please send us 5 stars. We really appreciate it. Let us know what you think. Let us know who you'd like us to possibly reach out to, and you know, we'll do our best to bring them in for
our
leadership.
Just go ahead and reach out to them without just tag us on the tweet.
Yeah, absolutely.
If any of you are white and or black hat hackers and just like could hack their email and schedule them here for us, that's all right. That's not our. I'm not condoning that.
Wow.
The opinions expressed by Steve Coffin do not necessarily reflect those of AfterBuzz or its subsidiaries. Thank you.
That was great.
That was
or the other co-host.
Do that again, we're but faster.
Legally clear. We're good now.
Yeah.
Okay. So going back to the whole drug issue, like with Elliot, I felt like that is something that might, you know, it's a little bit of foreshadowing. Now that he's kind of gone cold turkey now. Mm-hmm. I feel like that might be an interesting development. You know, he's definitely destructive when he's on the drugs.
Can I ask a question? If he's quite a hacker and whatnot, and I forget the name of the drug is Subluxalone, I believe.
Subluxone.
Yeah. Well, that's the one that brings him
withdrawal
medication because he takes morphine.
Okay, why couldn't he just go on the Silk Road and get it there if he's so dialed in?
Well, he was explaining kind of that.
It's a lot more difficult. I think it's a lot more work to do.
Once again, he's an unreliable narrator, but the narrator said it's impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible for him to get Suboxone from anyone else. Mm-hmm. I'll just take him on that word, you're right. Something like the Silk Road or the Dark Net or... Yeah. Anyway, but then he's got to get it shipped to his house. He doesn't trust those people.
Yeah,
right. It's easier.
I don't know how rare Suboxone is. It might be really rare. Only because morphine addiction is such a problem, and what might be tied up in the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. I feel like with the drug thing, too, it's very, very telling that he was better, and now he's worse again. Mm-hmm. So something, you know, he's been here before.
I think it makes it hard to talk about the show still so early on because there's so much more to Elliot that we are not getting.
That's awesome. That's why we speculate.
No, because
we can be wrong.
Last week, we failed to touch upon when he went to see the therapist, and he was forced to go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Right. Yeah. He could maybe have a charge. That's what, to me, some sort of charge. Yeah,
that's the stuff I want to find out. There's just so much.
Or maybe he
was in rehab or something, you know, and you have to go through rehab therapy.
Any of those things.
Yeah.
But he pretty much unravels at a certain point in this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He loses
because
it a little bit.
Right around the time he meets Fernando Vera, which you found something interesting about Vera's last name.
I did. Well, I felt like they kind of put the breadcrumbs out for us, and they said... Vera was asking Elliot what his name meant, and Elliot was like, I don't know. He's like, you've never Googled your own name. So I Googled Vera, and a couple definitions came up, but it said a beautiful, and it's spelt like that, like B-E-U-T-I. So I don't know if it's just, it's the Urban Dictionary.
I knew you were going to Urban Dictionary.
Sweet, loving, because I went everywhere else and they didn't give me much. Sweet, loving, perfect chick. Who rocks my socks off and other various articles of clothing. Vera is perfect. And after I read this, it made me think, was he real?
He got arrested, though.
He was real, but I think that... A lot of the parts of their conversation were fake.
We're projecting.
I've never sat down to have a conversation with a drug dealer, so I don't know if they'd say. But the
they're
way that he spoke,
that
yeah, and you know, he seemed like almost very intelligent, analytical. I mean, like I said, I'm not judging any drug dealers out there, but
intelligent. But they are. I feel like in a sense,
poetic.
Junkies are very. I know this is going to sound terrible, but intelligent in a way, because they're always on their toes, they're always thinking, they always have an excuse, they always have some sort of plan, until they don't. Mm-hmm. But still, there is some thought that goes into the reasoning.
There's a different kind of intellect in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. There's logic behind there.
Lindsay Ulford in our chat has a spoiler for us that according to his bio...
No, let's not have spoilers.
Well, but it's something that's already out there for us, though.
Okay.
According to his bio, he was arrested for a financial hack he did and was ordered to go to therapy.
Okay, so we were right. Not that much of a spoiler.
Well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Fernando mentioned something that Elliot reminded him as an younger version of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to figure it out.
What is it? A financial
hack, and he was ordered to go to therapy because of it.
So it just gives us financial hack, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it's still comes like sure money has know. Played a very important role so far. So that's interesting.
I'm sure
we'll find out more.
I'm sure as he unravels throughout the series, we're going to see that like he's gone through this rabbit hole before and has tried to take down companies before.
Yeah.
Okay.
And everyone could be a.
But you know what was very interesting too. For me, this is the first. Well, I mean, it's only episode 2. I get that, but we actually see Elliot's morals. We see that he's... Last week, we see that he doesn't care about Shayla at all, really. She's just there for the drugs, for the sex. This week, we see that he chooses her over drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I think that's big.
And morality of Fernando can't live. Fernando can't be on this earth unpunished.
Which, again, I know that everyone might disagree with me, but that's very Dexter-like, what he did with Shayla.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not saying that this is anything but the gist of very similar. But it was in that sort of sense. And I thought that, for me, that was very shocking that he chose her over the drugs. So.
I actually, because he was displaying that last, like you said, we last week and then this week, he has a line. He has
But he needs his drugs. Because he cries in the corner. Like, for someone to be that... So is he really that addicted to drugs? Or is he having flashes back to when he was that addicted to drugs? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's that addicted.
But if he's that addicted... If you're that addicted to morphines and stuff, you can't just be like, all right, sweet, I'm done, because I'm going to turn my dealer in.
But it wasn't a quick decision. You know, it did take him some time to actually make the decision to turn him in. And I think that him seeing her...
No, as soon as... Wasn't it... Maybe I'm remembering
after he got raped. Well, after she got raped.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Once that happened...
But before that...
Oh, the first time
Yeah, the first time he was like, well, I can't, you know, because, you know...
Right.
He's the only supplier, so...
Well, and he didn't cross the line.
Yeah.
He crossed the line. All right, this character has a very clear moral... This character has a very clear moral compass.
Like, but in the same sense, he crossed the line, but a week ago, Elliot crossed the line and had sex with her because he was high. I mean, granted, it probably wasn't rape or something to that nature, but still, it's
but that's
a blurry
not the line.
The
line's real clear.
That
the
just
line,
adds to his complexity, in a sense.
I think it adds.
You can't rape somebody, you can't run a website with little kids, which I love. The more I think about it, PlatosKids.com, which I'm sure NBC Universal has to own now, but Plato is the philosopher who felt that we were all in a cave looking at, like, essentially, we were all in the Matrix. Like, that was the earliest idea of what we now...
I did not know that.
Yeah, Plato is the guy who thought we were in a cave looking at shadows, and that we thought it was reality. So to have it be Plato's kids in the... That was a bit of a... It was a bit of a thinker.
I love that.
It was a bit of a way homer. I got there.
Got it.
A week later.
Very good well job.
But I think his moral line is pretty clear, that if you cross it, if you're hurting kids, if you're raping women... And he can stop you, he will.
And that's what gives you, ultimately, what makes you want to root for him.
Yes.
That moral, that line.
Right.
Throughout his pain, he still knows
which right. Which is, again, though, we're tap dancing over the line. We're giving the line to a guy who's breaking the law, doing a bunch of drugs, and sleeping with random people, which is amazing. No, it's amazing that he's that powerful of a character that still even we're like, but he knows the line. And once someone else crosses it, they're done.
And he's making us question that line.
Right.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
Yes. It's also something we need to do.
Yeah.
Also, I have 48 followers, and some of them are pacemakers.
Amazing. Which, why is that guy? Why is it okay that he's cheating on his friend? Why has that not been a line that's crossed yet?
He said that last week.
He said that,
And he covered that last week.
That he'd rather the devil he knows.
Oh, right, right. That sorry, I'd rather, I forgot. Totally.
Because there are worse guys out there.
Yeah. Right, okay. Mm-hmm. They did explain that. Fair enough.
And then he was torn about it, but it was...
Yeah.
That's eventually going to happen.
Well, also, he's being so dumb about it. He's going to get caught.
Which, on that note, why was the Dark Army watching Angela?
My guess is that this is at behest of Mr. Robot. Within the narrative we're being told from an unreliable narrator.
Correct.
Mr. Robot, in order to like re-recruit and keep tabs on Elliot, enlisted the Dark Army.
Unless Angela's working with Terrell, because that's how they started working.
Or Terrell.
All safe. And she's in the know. That's why she was so mad that she got kicked out of the meeting, because she needed the meeting to go a certain direction.
Or Terrell upon Evil Corp, took the dark took the Dark Army so he can try to take Elliot back. There are two factions.
She's an important character. Even though I don't think we're seeing a lot of her, I think she's going to be like a pinnacle character. She's going to be important somehow. Yeah. Because, again, we do see, like, they're giving us breadcrumbs. We do see, like, he really actually cares about Angela. So we see what he does when a moral is crossed against someone like Shayla, who is a drug dealer. Now, if someone uses Angela as a bargaining chip, what would Elliot then be forced to do?
Yeah.
I was going to add to the fact that Elliot seems to show over-responsibility at times. And he did this with Angela last week when he was just trying to help her out. And she did not want that help. And he did it again this week. And because I wrote it down in my blasted
with
note.
With Shayla, you mean? With the drug dealer?
Ah.
He did what? What are you talking about?
Over-respond. Like, going back to last week, but he had another example of it this week, where people can get out of their own jams. And he steps in, and he's doing what he believes is right. And he's standing up for the friend. And he did it again tonight.
Was it Shayla
when she was at the car?
When she was in the tub, and he finds her in the tub?
I believe so.
That has to be it.
That was kind of the only thing. Yeah. I can't believe he got rid of the dog. He gave his dog to Shayla.
You should leave the dog to Shayla. He's not ready for a dog.
He's not ready.
He can't take care of it, but it's very...
It was a cute dog.
Shat's on the bed.
Flipper.
Oh,
RIP.
That's porcelain out with Flipper.
Yeah. Beast to my Flipper.
What have we missed? We've missed Amanda. No? I came up with a random name there.
Yeah. Amanda. I'm like, who's Amanda? Darlene? Is that what you're talking about?
No, his friend from
Angela.
School. Angela, thank you. Yeah. It started with an A.
Close.
That was right there. Her boyfriend, they had a Groupon for Morton Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah, and he said yes.
He said yes because he wanted to walk away.
Because
he's paranoid.
Yeah.
Right.
And he said yes and then never thought a second of it. And a rapper is handing out a CD for free. You just have to give him 10 likes on Facebook.
Yeah. See, I don't trust anyone now because I'm thinking that disc you put in your computer to listen to and it corrupts, it steals all your computer
stuff. You put it in your car first.
See
if it plays.
But it didn't work.
But everyone in New York, people don't drive cars like that. I don't think that's a...
You don't take the guy's CD. Just because that's not a viable marketing method.
Well, and because it's... Well,
put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's old, number one, but there has to be... I feel like that was just too random to me. Nothing.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it was. They put too much focus and attention on it for it not to come back later.
It was very clearly going to come back.
Yeah.
But how do you do that? Like, how do you, like, I guess you just plant a rapper on the street to give someone a CD?
Happens all the time on the street.
And he said that he had been there for 2 weeks.
Yeah. And he kept seeing him.
Yeah. I've seen you here for, like, 2 weeks, so, like, he was literally, that was his mark, and it took him 2 weeks to finally get his mark.
I finally remembered why I brought up the over-responsibility thing.
Oh, love it. Go, let's do
it. It was with the dad. When he told his mother... Dad had leukemia, and that was supposed to be a secret. He betrayed trust, and he betrayed Angela's trust last week as well by doing what he thought was right.
Mm.
Mm.
And I think that it's interesting that he, you know, just the fact that they show us that twice, nothing is there for no reasons. There's a reason why. So I'm just connecting those two. Just the way the show's written, everything has a purpose and a reason, and I think those come into play, where he has to decide, like, this week, ones and zeros and whatnot, but just something there. Twice he's fouled up by doing too much.
That you have to be a doer or a not-doer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's finding the area of gray, and he's deciding, like, he either has to figure out if it's actually, like, if the gray is something he made up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because... somewhere in his mind, if we're all assuming Mr. Robot is him, somewhere in his mind he feels that there are just people who take action or don't take action, and everything else is just a manifestation.
See, I think Mr. Robot is his father.
I saw that connection, too.
I think it's his father, and I think that no one pushed him off. He jumped off, and he was maybe trying to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because the thing that got me is because he freaks out when anyone touches him. And Mr. Robot was, like, caressing his back. And I know that word's weird. I don't know why that one came out. But you know what I mean? Like, he's literally rubbing his back, and he does nothing. And he was saying how his father threw him out the window, and he broke his wrist. It was the same exact... For me, it's super duper clear that that's what he's doing, and this is all a revenge plot for his father. Could be totally wrong. It's just what resonating for me.
Did you see that chat comment by James Wilson?
Oh.
The whole point of the CD was that the CDs would hack the computer and let them access the webcam.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. Sorry, I was...
That means they actually had to send a person in real life to stand on a street corner to give this one person a CD that'll hack their...
Yeah. Right, which in this day and age, when this takes place, it's just, is it saying that because the boyfriend took it that he's that dumb and that he listens to the CDs still, so he's maybe, oh my god, here I go, planted to work there for some other reason too, because he's clearly not tech savvy?
No, I think the rapper was planted there to give him a CD because they knew that would be the easiest way to get to his laptop.
But right, but so many people, that's what I'm saying, tech-savvy people, how we had the reference last week, tech-savvy people would not be wearing a BlackBerry. Tech-savvy people would not take a CD. Like, where can I download this? So I feel like somehow that's showing the character of the boyfriend.
Yeah, like, wait, bro, you have a Facebook page? Your music is on the Facebook page, right?
But something that, yeah.
Mr. Wilson, James also said right now that the same guy that gave the CD was the guy looking at the computer.
That's why he looked so familiar.
There we go.
He's the dark
connection.
Who said that?
Thank you, James Wilson.
James, love you.
His face is shrouded, but you're right. That makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also the hacker that's doing it.
Well, because he gave him the CD, and then he put it in his computer, and then now he sees her.
Yeah.
So that makes 100% sense. So, but again, so that means that they are watching her. She's so going to be an important piece. She's going to be a bargaining chip, for sure.
But which side?
What do you think, James?
Evil Corp or Mr. Robot?
Well, I think they're one and the same.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going with this theory that Tyrell is, he's in on it, and he's working probably with F Society.
I feel like F Society is trying to take down Evil Corp and that they're two different things. It's just that, I've been reading a lot of people on Twitter that are saying of F Society doesn't exist.
Well, but maybe F Society is trying to take down Evil Corp, but then Tyrell is part of F Society within Evil Corp to get into stuff. I feel like Tyrell somehow, from the beginning, he gave me chills. There's something else.
But what do you think he would have a conversation with Elliot about that? Like,
not yet.
Hey.
Nope. He's leaving trails, and he knows that Elliot's on the fence, but he can't blow him out of the water yet because he's, like, too confused.
I think Tyrell is power hungry. I think he sees a really great opportunity to be at the head of this huge, whether or not he is actually a part of F Society or a part of something else that's trying to bring down Evil Corp, that's arguable, but I personally feel like he is sort of the anti-Elliot, and that he is obsessed with power, and he wants that power, and I think he realizes how valuable Elliot is, and he just wants to make sure that he has all of his chips in place.
He's a stark contrast to Mr. Robot. One of our commenters said this last week, who is pretty much anarchy.
Yeah.
And that would be like a super Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the counterpoint, and I feel like Fernando falls somewhere in there as well.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of these characters are just part of...
Of the spectrum.
Like a spectrum of Elliot's psyche.
Because there's a lot of mention of, you remind me so much of me when I was younger. There's a lot of correlation between Elliot and these other characters. Mm-hmm. So it almost leads you to believe, like, are these really manifestations of Elliot's imagination? Or are these real people?
Or F Society, after they took down Evil Corp, invented a time machine. And Elliot and Mr. Robot is actually just Elliot, who took that time machine from the future back to the past to ensure that F Society... I'm kidding, everyone. I'm making this up. This is not...
Marty, there's something else, though. There's something else here. Like, there's a twist. Like, Elliot's maybe Tyrell... Or something.
Because the
dad got him working there when he was young, and now he's risen to the top, the CTO. His dad was the best person, so now he feels bad. Like, there's some other...
Within the Tyler Durden theory, Elliot's all these people.
Mm-hmm.
But he's Tyrell, he's Elliot, he's Mr. Robot, he's...
What if none of them are real, and it's just, we are the unreliable narrator. And we are HelloFront. We are the voice.
There's that.
That
we're just reading something.
Yeah.
And then we get a Saint Elsewhere
ending. I love this show!
But that means we get a Saint Elsewhere ending at the end, and I'm not going to be a fan. Where we're reading it in an IRC, and we're like, what?
Yeah. It might be.
I hope we don't get that deep.
Yeah.
I hope we don't get that deep. Because I think, although this show, if this show continues at its pace, in, like, let's say this show, in this purely hypothetical, just like the time travel, in the purely hypothetical, this show goes two or three seasons, and then at the end, it's a Saint Elsewhere where it's all an unreliable story told to us through multiple perspectives.
You're close, because Sam Esmail said that he's going to make it 4 to 5 seasons.
Okay.
And
okay.
Looking at some of his other work, he did a movie called Comet.
Yeah.
And it's about parallel universes and falling in love. So he loves playing with that.
That would be the most brilliant and most effective thing ever, though. Because if at the end he... You know, it's like you can only learn so much from seeing it happen to other people. But if he really tricks all of us till the end...
Whew.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How would we feel about that? How would fans
feel? I would feel freaking awesome that I was that invested. I mean, like, got it. Like, there's egos that would make us be like, oh, we got fooled. But that would be the most brilliant thing.
Yeah.
I think.
It's making you think, for sure, which probably is the point.
I wonder what fans would think about that.
Please.
Tell us.
Yes.
Let us know what you think.
Let us know how you would feel if this were a Saint Elsewhere situation, which I don't think it'll... I don't think it's that deep. I think at one point there's wool on our eye, like there's a lot of wool on our eyes right now, and they're just gonna get pulled off sometime by the end of the season.
I think you got the right call, episode 9 or 10.
Yeah, like episode 9 or 10 of he's three of these people, or F Society doesn't exist and it's all him, and he's just... And it actually reminds me of The Fifth Estate, the Julian Assange movie. Where Benedict Cumberbatch plays Julian Assange and a guy he brought on to help him. And the guy he brought on to help him throughout the course of the film, I'm not spoiling much, but he does realize that most of the people he interacted with within WikiLeaks were all Julian Assange. Like, Julian Assange just, like he was emailing with someone back and forth for, like, ever, thinking it was a different person and it was Julian Assange. That, like, most of WikiLeaks was Julian Assange. So there might just be that level of secrecy that F Society may only be Elliot. I feel like we're into predictions already.
Yeah.
There we go.
Thank you for the music. Thank you, James.
You know what we didn't do is we didn't look up Elliot.
His name means?
What, Elliot Alderson?
We'll come back with name syntax next week.
Oh, man.
What are we expecting next week?
What did we see on the preview for next week?
Do you guys remember?
Being in the hospital, going down.
Because
he
jumps off the ledge.
Or he jumps. I mean, if Mr. Robot doesn't
exist.
Yeah.
Did he jump or was he pushed? There's one of our predictions. I say he jumped.
I say he jumped, too, because I didn't... There was no... No, like, there was no acknowledgement at all of the touch on him.
The narrative we're being told is that he was pushed.
Yeah.
It's unreliable. And that's... I think I'm going to say that a lot this show.
Tell me, we're going to have the unreliable counter right here.
But that's... He was pushed.
Yeah.
But now he's not going to tell anyone he was pushed. We see his therapist in the room with him trying to help. Sadly, he's going to get morphine in that hospital.
Yeah.
He looked like he was bad enough that they're going to give him morphine and he's going to get back on drugs.
Yeah.
And like he's not going to stop cold turkey.
So was that on purpose?
And we didn't talk about the fact that the conversation he had with Mr. Robot, explaining what he did to his dad, and then Mr. Robot taking a sharp turn, which I haven't heard him that direct in his voice. Do you think your father was right? Which is, again, what made me feel like he was his father, being like, do you think he was right? Do you think he was right what he did? He was very aggressive in that, and I haven't seen...
Yeah.
Up until then, it was, everything's a choice, and now it's like, what do you think it was right? And then he falls off, you know? I feel like there's something that's heavy.
And it was too coincidental, too, that Elliot's dad pushed him out of a window. I mean, even though he's not falling out of a window, it's still somebody pushing him and him falling.
Yeah.
So,
we also do see there is a shot of how high it is, and it doesn't look that it's that high.
But it's rocks.
Yeah. It looked like a rough fall, but you're right. It did not look. Yeah. It looked no more than 4 feet, 5 feet.
Yeah. It doesn't look life or death.
Yeah.
Yeah. And seeing this is what Ashley and I kind of just looked at each other and saying that, you know, James Wilson kind of agrees. He says, "I think him jumping was a way for him to get the drugs now that his dealer is gone."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Although, but that's his, like, the part of his mind that's actually running the whole show. But the part of his mind that we're seeing and talking to, he was pushed by Mr. Robot.
Right. Well, it depends on how you look at it, really. Yeah. That's not clear. But I feel like in that, the drugs that he can get from the hospital, the morphine, he can still get that from Shayla. I feel like it was the other drug that I don't know that the hospital will give him unless he tells them that he's detoxing that was hard to get. So I don't know if I... James Wilson, I love you, but that one I would tend to...
We'll see.
Yeah, we're going to have to see about that.
I mean, he has access to medicines now. I mean, he's a hacker, so... Him being in there, I mean, it could be a situation where he just stocks up on a whole bunch.
But I feel like they would send someone to rehab for that, not a hospital. Like, they don't give you detox. They don't just do. Maybe I'm wrong, but I would think that they wouldn't just give you. They don't keep you in a hospital detox. They send you somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that they wouldn't give him the detox medicine, but.
But that's the one he can't get to. But that's the one he's not able to get.
Morphine, he can't get Suboxone.
Yeah, and morphine's what they'll give him.
I'm sure,
they'll give anyone in
a
hospital.
I'm sure he has a way. I'm sure this is all a part of him getting Suboxone in the hospital. He might, like, to a point where he might just literally hack the hospital
to get it.
Or, like, go even lo-fi and steal an actual prescription pad from a doctor. Because he mentioned he needs paper slips to get Suboxone.
That's true.
And this, obviously this isn't the sole reason, but that's one of the reasons, that's one of the things I'm predicting he's going to do in the hospital.
Get the scripts. No, that makes sense. That makes sense, it's going to lead to it. Right.
Because the drug problem isn't going to stop.
No, I wonder who's going to find
episode
him.
Episode 2.
Who finds him? Because there was no one there anymore. You see the scene of the skaters, but by the time he falls and when it pans out, there's no one there.
Someone eventually finds him.
Yeah.
Right, but that's going to be interesting to see who and when and how that is.
Yeah. Also, I think I'm going to predict the Dark Army was co-opted by Tyrell, not Mr. Robot. That's my bold prediction. Because Tyrell wanted to get leverage.
Absolutely, Tyrell, better than
Mr. Robot, knows where his soft targets are and how to get leverage, and that's how he got leverage.
Yeah, I think that Tyrell is way in deep.
Yeah.
Another great episode.
Another great episode.
So terrific.
So please join us next week.
Yes.
But before then, if you're listening to our voice and you just have pressing details, including the time travel thing I just talked about, where can the people find you on the Twitter to talk to you about it? Starting with Steph.
You guys can find me at IAMSTEFZ. Thank you, guys. Thanks, James Wilson, for your input, too.
Yes. Thank you, everyone in the chat.
Thank you. It was great.
There are at least 34 of you.
Yeah.
I have 49 followers now, hopefully, when I look on my Twitter page.
I just followed you.
Thank you. You're my 49. You guys can find me on Twitter at Ashley_Chapman and the Ashley Chapman on Instagram and Facebook.
Nice. And you can follow me at JCRubioTV on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope.
And you guys can find me at Steve Kaufman. That's KAUFMANN. If any of you are wrestling fans, you can join me this Sunday night. We'll be covering The Beast Visits the East. WWE Live from Tokyo. It'll be a good time. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Nice.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.